We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much-needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Let's play a game with Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I'll tell you what, we have been talking a lot about celebrities and beef. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about celebrities all the time, but was it yesterday we had that long conversation?
Yeah, a couple days ago, about all the people who are fighting with each other right now.
They're all fighting.
And making songs about it. Love it. Mm-hmm. We love to be in on the drama.
Well, so Gandhi had an idea.
Yes. So these songs, most of them are about celebrity beef, but they're all definitely written about a celebrity. So all you have to do is guess the artist who is singing. Maybe an extra point if you can guess the beef. And if not, we'll tell you who.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's go talk to Emily. Oh, Emily.
Yes. I'm here.
Emily, my favorite name from Devil Wears Prada. Emily. You've seen it, right?
Yes, I have. I love Devil's Wear Prada.
I know. Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Hey, so you know your music more than you know your celebrity beef. That's good news. Yes. All you have to do, as Gandhi just told you, is identify the artist who performs the song.
Yeah.
But if you can tell us who the song is about.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, then you get double your pleasure, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Emily. Here it is. It's now time for songs about celebs. Number one.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with me. Boy, I wanna know. Lying that you're sexing me.
All right. Name the artist, Emily.
Oh, I wanna. I'm probably wrong. Is it Mariah Carey?
It is Mariah Carey.
Yeah!
Absolutely. Now, who is obsessed allegedly about?
That one I'm unsure of who they were obsessed about.
You want to tell her?
Yeah. No. Oh, this was a good one. She allegedly wrote that song about Eminem because there was some stuff going on between the two of them. He made some tracks about her. She said, "You're obsessed with me. What is going on?" And then he made another song actually playing one of her voicemails to him in the song. It was great.
There you go. Did you know that? We love the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Froggy, those cheese crackers sound delicious.
Oh, here's the rustling.
Don't you hear the rapper?
Yes.
There it is. Sounds delicious. Or peanut butter crackers, what are they? They sound awesome. All right, okay, so Emily.
Froggy.
But Emily,
sorry about that.
Emily, you got a point because you figured out obsessed, of course,
good
Mariah
job.
Carey. All right, here's songs about celebs number two.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay, wow.
Oh, you didn't take it. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was Taylor Swift. That didn't take long.
Now, do you know who the
Would that be the beef with her and Kanye?
No. That was another diss track. This one was about Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, allegedly. All right, but at least you got the Taylor Swift part right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Songs
My
about
youngest is a Swiftie.
There you go. So now you know. All right, so songs about celebs, number three. Who's this? All right, now who was that song by?
Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, my God, you got that right.
But I know my songs more than I know my beef.
That's okay. Well, now you're about to learn about the beef. It's a song called Seven Things. Do you know who she sung it about, allegedly?
No, I do not know who she sung it about, allegedly.
Yeah,
Gandhi? That was when I was really mad at Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas. Oh. Allegedly.
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 All right. But you got Miley Cyrus right. All right. Songs about celebs, number four.
So much pain.
What a great song. I didn't know that was about someone. Who was the artist, by the way, Emily?
Is it Ed Sheeran?
No. No.
That's okay. That's okay.
Danielle, who's that?
I don't know.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yes. But who's it about? Allegedly about Lisa Bonet.
When I did not know that one.
Yeah, they were having a rough spot. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. All right. We're learning a lot today.
Yeah.
All right. Celebrity number five.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you're right, Justin Bieber.
Can we play that? That sounds so nice.
I love it. Yeah, get that ready. Scotty.
Okay.
All right. What do you mean by Justin Bieber? Now, allegedly, it was about whom?
Is it Selena Gomez?
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, you got an extra point.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you for the ding, ding, Scotty. All right, here we go. Celebrity number six. Who dis? Yeah, I heard you say Gwen Stefani.
Good job.
Allegedly about what other artist?
Courtney Love.
Whoa!
Wow, look at you.
How did you know that?
Oh, because I know my Gwen Stefani.
Yeah,
how I know just about bananas.
Okay.
Good for you.
Is there more to the story?
I'm sure that there is. I just know that it was written about Courtney Love because Courtney Love apparently was talking some smack and Gwen replied with a song.
How could you talk smack about Gwen? She's one of the nicest people in the world.
Courtney Love finds ways.
Yeah, well,
there
true.
We go.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Celebrity number seven. Remember that song?
Oh! Mm-hmm. Who does that one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Katy Perry?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Allegedly, it was a beef about who?
Taylor Swift?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are killing it, Emily.
If you notice, there's a lot of beef songs involving Katy Perry in here. Now, what was the story about?
Well, Taylor Swift and her apparently got into a little bit of a tiff about some touring issues with backup dancers, and that's where Bad Blood came from, and then Katy Perry responded with
It was like the dancing mushroom or something.
It was something weird.
Supposedly everything is fine now, though, that they've squashed the beef.
They squashed the swish?
Yes.
And all of this is alleged.
Yes.
It's alleged. All right, here we go. Celebrity number eight. Let's see who this is.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran? No.
Ed Sheeran,
no. That was John Legend.
Yeah.
This is not beef.
It's not beef.
Here. Yeah.
It's actually positive.
It's love. Chrissy Teigen, his wife.
It's about Chrissy.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it's not about beef. It's just about celebrities and their relationships.
The love.
All right. We got two more to go. You're doing very well, by the way, Emily. Who's this?
I do not know that one.
Oh. No beef there either.
I'm upset about that I don't know that one.
It was a little beefy.
A little?
Maybe. No, maybe.
This was a good one.
It was, It was actually Coldplay and Fix You.
Yeah.
About.
Oh, no, my sister's going to be mad that I missed Coldplay.
About Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, apparently after her father died, she was very sad, so he wrote that song for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Coldplay. All right, well, you didn't get that right, but you'll get this one right. Who's this?
My heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
Another great song.
I do not know who sings it.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I got you on my mind. That is Ellie Goulding.
But who was it about, allegedly?
Allegedly, it was her response to Ed Sheeran's song that was allegedly about her, called Don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all...
I trust Ed Sheeran.
And there you go. So you got a lot. How many did she get there, Nate?
She got enough, and I'm in a generous mood.
No. Well, how many did she get?
Thank you.
I think she got, what, six?
She got... So 9 total points... Because we were giving her extra bonuses for
the beef.
Yeah, getting the beef.
So
yeah, be generous.
Yeah, I'm going to be generous. How about a $500 cash gift card?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. Oh, my
gosh. A $500 cash gift card.
Thank you.
Thanks to Danielle's cats.
Yes.
Yeah. And their Delectables wet cat treats.
Last night they were begging for it, and Sheldon said to me, you know, they know those Delectables are in the other room. I said, I know they do. I said, but they're not getting them right now. They're going to have to be patient and wait.
They have those lickable squeeze. Up treats.
Yeah.
We need these for humans as well.
They're really good.
I'll have to get my sister some of those for her cat.
There you go.
Nice.
You know, it'll help your sister bond with her cats a little more.
You should use some of your gift card for that for your sister. That would be very nice.
Spend all $500 on your Delectables wet cat treats. Thank you for listening to us, Emily. You did great.
I listen to y'all every morning.
I love it. You have a beautiful weekend, or a beautiful day. It's almost the weekend. Hold on. That was a great contest. I love it, Gunn.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
And you know what? I bet there's a lot of songs out there by artists that we love that are beef, but we don't know.
Oh, yeah, and they'll lie about it. They'll never admit it.
True.